Hey everyone, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Grace Rosen.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Yeah. All right, we're still missing Rachel.
I'm over this.
I know. It's been so long. We haven't been together in forever.
Months.
She's back from Copenhagen, back from the wedding, but has a sinus infection
her
Instagram story.
Hey, I mean, travel takes it out of you. I got back from Indonesia on late Saturday night, Sunday morning, and I was fine all Sunday. And then Monday morning, I woke up. I was supposed to work from home, and I was like, nope. I was like in a state.
That's my Shannon Bedore. Nope.
Nope. But yeah, no, next. So this is Thursday.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday is our news and booze. We're going to be back together. I'm going to make that delicious rum drink that
yes!
I promised. And then I can stop listening to my own voice so much because it's really annoying.
And sounds like Kristen Doty, according to fans.
Apparently.
Yeah, so look forward to that. But in the meantime, we have been running our special Enter to Win, Watch What Happens Live tickets.
Whoop, whoop.
It's closed.
It's over.
It's over.
Please stop messaging me.
But we'll be reaching out to the winner very soon.
Yes, we got amazing, so many entries. No, I can't wait.
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to talk about this week's shows, and we're going to play Rachel. She had a interview with Karen from Real Housewives of Potomac,
mm-hmm.
hot off her press conference without press.
And hot she was. She's coming in hot.
But first, let's talk about the Real Housewives of New York taglines.
Yes.
These dropped last week. Mm-hmm. You weren't here. We didn't get to talk about them. But you know what's crazy? None of the women had heard their taglines. So
really?
We had four ladies in the office. We had Carol, Luann, Ramona, Sonia.
All last week.
And they record a few options for their mm-hmm. taglines. Often aren't even writing them. It's, you know, production.
Yeah.
And you'll have to hear their reactions to the final ones. Not all were pleased.
Oh, my God. I would love to be a tagline writer. I don't think I would be a good one, but I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So let's play their reactions. Let's talk about the tagline. In the marathon of life, loyalty is everything. What's the process for coming up with
the tagline?
Is that
my tagline?
Yeah.
It is?
You said it.
Well, I thought my tagline was...
Yeah,
you're either running with me or with that. I don't know.
I like that one too. I was going to ask, what were the options?
Okay, the option. What is my tagline? Thank you for telling me because yeah. I haven't seen the show with the taglines.
In the marathon of life, loyalty is everything.
Oh. Okay. I guess I said that.
Do you stand by that statement?
Sure. Yes. Yes, I do. I do stand by. I think loyalty and integrity is everything. But I thought the one that they went with was I forgot now. I've just forgotten it. It's out of my head. Something about either with me. If you're either running with me and if you're not, get out of the way. It was just more bitchy.
Yeah. Oh, I like that, too.
Yeah. In the marathon of life, you're either with me. If you're not with me, get out of the way.
Okay.
Something like that. So, I thought that was super bitchy, which was perfect for a tagline. But I guess they didn't like it.
What's the process for coming up with it? Are they like, Carol, write a few and we'll pick one? Or offer you some?
They offer. In the first couple of seasons I did the show, I would write them and then give them like 10 different versions. But I must say, after a while, it's just, I would go to the producers and say, okay, what do you think this
yeah.
season? You've seen the whole
yeah.
season and what do you think works best? So they give me options and then I fix them a little and I tweak them and then they pick the one that they like the best,
yeah.
which I guess is that one. Damn it. Loyalty is everything. I agree.
I want to talk about your tagline. the most interesting people make the best headlines.
Is that what my tagline is?
Yes.
I thought it was, from headlines to headliner, life is a cabaret.
Oh, I think
maybe. I think you're wrong.
No, I think it is that.
What? What's the tagline?
The most interesting people make the best headlines. I loved it.
Do you love it?
I loved it.
Great.
Okay, whatever.
We all listened to the taglines and we were like, oh, Luann's is our favorite.
No, okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
I wonder why they didn't use that. Oh, I think I might know why they didn't use it. Okay, let's hope it's the reason, I think.
But yeah, I just wanted to, what was the process of that? Did they give you a few options?
I just told somebody, you know what, normally I don't because I know that they'll use the one I don't want to use. And of course they did, once again. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, just know, people love it. I know it's happened a while ago, but you met Jennifer Lawrence by request.
Yeah, right?
Hers on Watch What Happens Live. What was that like?
That was incredible. I mean, you know, I knew she was a fan because I've seen her on Jimmy Fallon, and she goes, yeah, can you believe it? I mean, the Countess or Tom and Luann, you know, they broke up. I mean, you know, I'm horrified. Anyway, so I think it was when the cheating scandal happened, but... So I knew she was a fan, but I didn't realize to what magnitude. I mean, she was blown away. She was like starstruck. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was great. And she's such a nice girl. And, you know, what you don't see after that is that she's like helping me with my taglines. She's like, no, you can't say that. Because they wanted me to say something like, it's not about Tom. It's about tomorrow. I'm like, I'm not saying that. Can you believe it? I'm like, no, that's a no. And Jennifer's like, oh, you are not. You're not going to say that. So it's so funny. We had a think tank after the surprise, which was a lot of fun. And she's just a sweetheart.
Well, we saw Rocco in the premiere. What happened to Frenchie?
Well, this is the thing. Rocco is a diehard. He plays the long game. And yes. I had known that from the beginning because I know how my ex-husband got me. And Frenchie came on, like I said, the one night stand that never left. I thought he lived in France and he has a place here. And then I kept his stuff at my home. So Frenchie's in Paris right now and he wants me to come over. He just bought another hotel. He's got the three restaurants now. That's a lot, you know, I have a taste for luxury and luxury has a taste for me.
Yeah.
And so, that goes hand in hand. Frenchie and I, that is that tagline.
So your tagline for this season, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
That's my philosophy in life right now. I always like to say I'm ageless. I really want to look the best I can. And I, you know, work out regularly, I eat correctly, I drink lots of water, get lots of sleep, take care of my skin. So, yeah.
You get told all the time, and I mean, obviously, I'm looking at you. I can attest to it. You look amazing for any age, but especially your age. But does that, hearing that all the time, put the pressure on you?
No, it makes me realize what I'm doing is good. It makes me realize what I'm doing is right. And I think the biggest thing is that I kept my face out of the sun as much as possible. And I started using anti-aging skincare products once I turned 40. But now I found out from this doctor who's endorsing my product line, Ageless, that you have to start at 23, girls, 23 years old. You start losing your collagen at 23.
Oh, we really have a lot working against us as women.
I know, don't we? We got the shorter end of the stick, didn't we?
So if you want to go and see the video of the women, their opening intro taglines, we have a link to that video in the description.
We have to ask the other ladies when they come in for their reactions, too. We have to get a complete set.
I feel like catching them off guard, though, was the ticket. Mm. Like,
because had they seen the first episode yet when you talked to them?
They'd seen the episode, but when the link I sent them... it wasn't the master, which means it wasn't the final finished thing. So the taglines had just been finished like the day before.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about actual Real Housewives of New York?
Yes, please.
So as Rachel and I have said on this podcast, we, along with Grace, were at the marathon that Carol ran.
Mm-hmm. Standing in the rain.
Standing in the rain. And watching this episode, I was kind of like, it's a bold move to put this race in the second episode.
Mm.
Because, and look, I know this is an unpopular opinion, I don't get the whole marathon thing.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like you're torturing yourself for what?
Right. And I thought it was very touching what she said relating to her ex-husband.
Yes, that part was great. But I felt watching her run the same way I did that day we watched her run, which was like, I'm cold. I'm ready to go home.
Because when we went that day in the fall, we like went to the location on like First Avenue or whatever, and we missed her. And then the whole group of us was like, okay, now we're going to walk over to Fifth. And I quietly was like, what if we didn't?
What if we just went and got a beer?
Ugh. Do you remember we went to that cocktail bar afterwards?
Yeah.
Did you go to that?
I did. And then I was quickly like, I got to go because right. There wasn't really food and I was starving.
It was the worst. I like got in a fight with that bartender about how to make a whiskey sour.
You're like, it's whiskey. And the worst. But I did like that they showed Carol's struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Because when we saw her run by, we're like, oof, Carol looks rough. Like, did not look like she was going to finish.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I like that on the show they discussed how, like, hard it was. And she was like, I don't think I am going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is my hip hurting, but my left knee, for some reason, is throbbing. I don't know if I'm going to even finish.
No, it's an incredible feat. Like, I, as someone who also never exercise, can't imagine just 1 year of my life being like, and now I'm going to run a marathon.
Yeah, especially in your 50s.
Yeah.
That said, the rest of the episode, I think, really laid the groundwork for next episode, mm-hmm. which looks like it's going to be amazing. Because we're finally going to kind of get to that Bethany Carol crack in the relationship. And then also Dorinda going off on Sonia.
So everyone's talking about Bethany and Carol. I think Dorinda and Sonia is like the friendship breakup to watch. Because we got hints of it this week, but you could tell it was like one of those, I've had them. Like, you go to brunch with your friend after a night out, and like, you vaguely know that you like fought. Then like, there's stuff that you're not talking about.
Right.
Like when Dorinda's talking to Bethany at the beginning, right before she goes to meet Sonia, and she's like,
I'm going to meet Sonia now. What do you remember if I had anything with Sonia at the Halloween party?
Like, any disagreements with Sonia last night?
Which was crazy to me.
Yes, you did.
She's the woman of etiquette, Lady Morgan. Lady Morgan knows her manners. When you walk into a dinner party, you greet the host, no?
Have you ever, is that what you mean? Like, have you ever done that where you don't remember getting into this huge fight with someone? I don't. I've never had that happen.
I have. Like, and or it's kind of like you haven't, it's not that you both blacked out. It's that you're like, we're drunk enough that you've just
said
implicitly
everything.
Agreed not, yeah, that you laid it all on the floor. But like, they didn't, because it's definitely continuing next week.
Wow. Can't wait.
Yeah, nothing like a little blackout between friends to keep the friendship alive.
Well, I want to move on to Vanderpump Rules because okay. I've already gotten tweets from people being like, you have to talk about Jax's breakdown, which is all I do want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Which, what happened?
I don't know.
Jax, it's toward the end of the episode. He's come off the heels of telling that guy, Adam, new guy, Adam, hey, can't hit on my girlfriend anymore.
Yeah.
And Adam's like, what are you talking about? Like, I wasn't hitting on her.
Right.
Then Jax goes and sort of tries to, like, he kind of doubles down on this James Kristen rumor.
Yeah.
I heard from most people that you were the one that tried to pin the me and Kristen rumor. Can I be honest with you? At the golf thing, dude.
What do you mean it's a golf thing? You said it.
Why? I'm not sure.
I have in my notes. Tom stirring sh**, Ariana stirring sh**, Lala stirring sh**. Because, like, it's not just Jax who keeps bringing up this rumor.
Right.
Tom tells Lisa about it, which is, like,
stupid.
How's the trip going? Is everybody behaving?
Or don't even answer that.
Yeah, everybody seems to be getting along.
It's kind of funny, you know, James and Kristen might or might not have hooked up.
Are you kidding me?
What? Like, if I, God forbid, ever embarrass myself at a holiday party, please don't tell my boss.
Right.
Like, Tom.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's lame.
But then Ariana and Lala, both at this See You Next Tuesday party, are kind of like needling and like not really joking, but like keep bringing it up.
James, I have to ask you one question.
What?
Where did the pillows by Jax's pool come from?
Oh my God, the pillow is so funny.
But still, why would that make Jax mad?
I don't know.
It's just funny that Jax is the person that dragged this story on.
If Jax knows that this is taking the weight off him and all the shit the girls have been putting on him for the last month and onto me,
Oh my God. I mean, that'll just make his life so much easier.
Jax is the mother that threw me under the bus and took this sarcastic thing way too far.
You know, he looks like a sad, stupid dog right now. That's why he's doing this.
So I did see a Twitter theory.
Okay.
That it was actually Jax and Kristen who hooked up. And that Jax is putting it onto James to divert suspicion.
Like, no.
At first I was like, absolutely not.
No.
But that, like, what is this breakdown about?
I know. Yeah. But why? But no. Here's why I don't believe it, though I do appreciate conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Kristen would have been a lot more shaky.
That's true.
I feel like she was, I read it as her being like, am I crazy? You guys are making me feel crazy because you're telling me James said we did something that we did not do.
I was just thinking back to Shades of Season 2 Kristen. Remember they're at the, like, yard sale?
Oh,
and she,
right.
like, vehemently denies hooking up with Jax.
The thought of sleeping with Jax, it's absolutely ridiculous and really disgusting.
Okay, so honestly, I really think Shane and Carter are totally solid. I think this is, like, the craziest conspiracy theory. But I think it just goes to show that, like, people are confused. People are grasping for any explanation of why Jax is reacting the way he does.
Yeah, like, because I'm not even sure if alcohol was what was fueling Jax's anger.
Okay, yeah, so let's get back to Jax freaking out. So he confronts Adam. Then he starts talking about the James and Kristen stuff.
Yeah.
And then what happens? How does he start yelling at Lisa?
She just came in at the wrong time. And she was kind of like, you don't need to talk about this right now.
Can we not do this around Ken and Lisa, please?
No, I don't have his manners.
I can't f***ing win here. I mean, I'm 2 seconds late to greeting Lisa, and now she's down my throat about it. I'm sorry I didn't roll out the red carpet for you, Lisa. I was too busy owning up to the shit that I've done.
And then he's, like, giving the double finger to Lisa.
I'm so tired of everyone flipping the goddamn script. I mean, flipping the f***ing script. F*** you all.
What are you talking
about? F*** you all, you blind sex f***ing goddamn shit.
And just won't walk away. Like, you can even see it in Sandoval's eyes. He tries to talk Jax down. He's like, look, I'll say whatever you want me to say, but, like, calm down.
Jax, stop. What? Listen, I understand everything that happened.
You've got nothing more to say, Adam.
He f***ing set it on the damn golf course.
Okay, fine, Jax. Okay, fine. He did. I'll tell him that right now.
You're like this. Jax, it's cool.
No, nothing because you're happened. Like, dude, you're freaking out. F***ing.
Well, I love that. I think it's Brittany, Sheena, and Katie are, like, sitting on in a booth somewhere, and they keep looking over and being like, is he yelling? Like, who yells? But you can also see, like, he keeps losing buttons on his V-neck. Like, he's like the Hulk.
Yeah, if you guys have theories, let us know. Tweet us. Hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Nice plug. Thanks. And then he rips off his mic, which is my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. There is nothing like a good mic rip-off.
Have you seen that video that's been going around Twitter of Prince Harry taking off his mic?
No.
It's like a very different circumstance. But he's like in the military and during an interview, and then there's like some drill or something, and he like cocks his head and listens to the announcement, and then he like rips off his mic and like runs towards a helicopter, and it's like
that sounds hot.
It's highly erotic. I'll send it to you later.
All right. I'll watch it later in my bedroom.
Oh, God. But then I did one other thing I loved was
you
Ken.
Sound like Rachel, by the way. Every time I leave a conversation, like, oh, wait, one more thing?
No, I'm going to keep it then.
No more things.
I just loved Ken, like, standing up for Lisa.
Oh, Ken's the best standing up for Lisa. Like, he is a sweet man, and then someone takes the wrong tone, like, I'll knock you stuck out. Like, he just gets crazy for his wife, which I love.
Amazing.
Women have so many options when it comes to dressing up for special occasions. Sometimes too many options. But guys just wind up wearing the same, sometimes ill-fitting suit to every wedding and work event. Well, now there's a better option. The Black Tux is the easy way for guys to rent suits and tuxedos online. Aaron's used Black Tux a few times for a friend's wedding, and then we had a family wedding before that. They always have tons of suits and tuxedos to choose from, and they're always adding new options for every season, so you never have to wear the same look twice. In fact, they've just added new complete looks and suit essentials for all your upcoming spring events and weddings. With their new fit algorithm, you don't have to awkwardly measure yourself or ask a friend to help. The Black Tux does it for you. Plus, the Black Tux free home try-on lets you see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. And returns are super easy. Wear it, turn heads, then send it back 3 days after your event. Shipping is free both ways. So if you want to have half a chance to look as good as your date or want to give the man in your life a gentle push toward a new style, check out theblacktux.com. To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/dish. That's theblacktux.com/dish for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered. So another show we didn't get to talk about last week. So excited to talk about Southern Charm.
Yes.
The premiere. Okay. I have said a lot of times for shows, I know what's happening mm-hmm. over the season. So like, for example, with Vanderpump Rules, the Kristen and James thing, I knew that like 3 months ago that was coming.
Right.
And even though it's still exciting to see, I knew it. With Southern right. Charm, I've heard like nothing. Mm. So even when Craig was in a few weeks ago and said this season it's really about the girls versus the guys, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
This first episode, you figure out real quick what he's talking about.
That last segment where it's like the guys are grilling and the girls are on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, that set up the whole season.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it really warms my heart that all the ladies are sort of bonding together yeah. and kind of like, you know what? These men are bullshit.
Yes.
Like, we're going to talk about it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Naomi? Wow. She came ready to play this season.
Yeah. And I was like, I feel like she got pegged last season as like the girlfriend who was holding Craig back.
Right.
But I think she's here to prove like, that is not the narrative.
I also didn't realize we were starting the season after breakup.
Right.
How convenient.
They're yeah. all broken up now.
I know. And moved out. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. But I was really interested to see how everyone's reacting to the JD divorce mm-hmm. or separation from his wife.
Right. They're not officially divorced.
I don't think so. Definitely not in this
moment. Yeah.
But I was surprised, too, because they always seemed like a cute couple. He's sort of a sidelines character, but I do feel like we've gotten to know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I like that they're, like, right there with Craig and Naomi, like, they're in this boys versus girls mix.
Yes. One thing that made me sick to my stomach was seeing the bruises on Catherine's arm. Yeah. Kathleen, when we interviewed her a while ago, she's the executive in charge of production for Bravo. Mm-hmm. She had kind of told us about, oh, well, Thomas is able to get her drug tested whenever he wants, and mm-hmm. it's causing her to get bruises. Like, oh, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it, and it was like, dear God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, when Danny is like, hold on.
Catherine, what the hell?
I got my blood taken for like a blood alcohol test or whatever.
Taking your blood did that?
Yeah, thanks, Thomas.
But she was like, you know what? It's whatever it takes. I am so ready for the... When they showed that little clip in the beginning of them in the, like, tuxedos, and it's Thomas and his new girlfriend, Ashley, talking to Catherine.
You. I hope someday we could be cool.
We'll never be cool. She'll be gone in a week.
You f***ed the wrong person in the wrong family.
You're not a family.
We are a family.
No, you're a baby mama.
You're an entitled gold digger.
You're nothing but an egg donor.
Okay.
Get the f*** away from me. Keep walking. Why are you still standing here?
Bye. This is my f***ing town, bye. Bitch. F*** you. I'm not going anywhere.
When kids are involved, it's like the stakes are so much higher.
Yeah.
That I'm like ready to go for Catherine.
What did you think about Thomas's new girlfriend?
I
hate to say this because I do feel a certain allegiance toward Catherine, mm-hmm. but she was much better than I was expecting. Like, she does seem like a very together woman. Like, she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I don't know,
Right. She's not just like some girl he picked up.
Yeah, like some stupid, immature girl. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, is she there for the right reasons? I don't know.
Right. And I think maybe part of what I was picking up on is like that her sort of togetherness and maturity like makes her more dangerous.
Mm.
Like she's here to like make herself known. And that freaked me out a little bit.
I hate how much I saw of myself in her. Ooh. Like, especially in the, what do you think about what I'm wearing? Is it too short? Because mm-hmm. I don't want them to think that about this about me.
Right, right, right.
Whoa.
Can I just pretend this is my runway right here?
I love them.
Too short, though?
No, hell no. They need to break just above your butt cheek.
Do not be inappropriate. It's just for the first time, you know, meeting a lot of people. I want to leave a good impression. I don't want to walk out like a hoochie.
No, I think that's a winner. I love those legs.
Thanks, babe.
Right. And then at the party when Catherine comes in and she's grabbing him, she's like, don't you leave me. I have totally been that girl.
I have not. And I was also like, maybe those shorts are a little too short.
Right.
Not for like, show your legs, whatever, but like, just as fashion-wise, right. Cut.
Just for hygiene-wise.
Right. You're not sitting on the subway with those.
That said, there's someone who used to work here who, like, we talk every once and again, but not about Bravo stuff. Mm-hmm. And she messaged me, and she was like, can I get a link to episode 2 of Southern Charm? And I was like, no, I could get fired.
Right.
But it was funny that, like, this is the episode that had her,
interesting,
like, begging.
I mean, I did borrow an unnamed coworker's login who has more episodes of the season.
Episode 2 does not disappoint.
Oh, my God. Okay. I just got it from her this morning.
It's so good.
I'm gonna go
watch
them
all. Is like, yes.
Oh,
so good.
Interesting. Because, like, I guess it's not about teams. We can be supportive of both Craig and of Naomi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not about that. It's about JD.
Oh.
Yeah. No, because you know I love Craig.
I know you love Craig. Oh, interesting.
Yes. So, Real Housewives of Potomac, Karen Huger is having quite the week.
Yes. So this press conference without a press is like an instantly iconic scene.
Right.
But Rachel talked to Karen last week.
Yeah.
Like basically all about this, and she had a lot more to say.
Let's get into it.
Well, we are here with the grand dame herself, Karen Huger.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. Except for the cold weather outside, can't complain.
I know. I can't believe how cold it is still. It's almost April.
I'm through with the cold. How about you?
I am done. I'm ready for the spring. I just wanted to say congrats on season 3.
Thank you so much.
Can you believe 3 seasons already?
Oh, yeah. I can believe it. I lived it.
Did you have any idea when you started what it would become?
You know, I expected great things. First, I'm on the show, so I expected great things. Hello. But I knew I thought we had a hit on our hands.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see us grow. And we really bring it this season. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the season 3.
Well, the super tease was amazing. There were so
Wasn't that messy as hell? Messy. And I was like, oh my God. And of course I know the scenes from which they pull these things, but
right.
it was a brainchild. It was masterfully done.
Yes. What do you think was the most messy or the messiest?
Of course everything dealing with coming for me. It's always messy. But I expect that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I do.
So now you're in this like crazy community of housewives.
I am.
Have you met any of them? Are you close with anyone?
You know what? I've met Dorinda. You know, in passing, I've spoken to Cynthia. I think Cynthia rocks. I hear we share the Taco Bell experience as our first job. Now I know we're the sisters bound together forever. I don't know whether that was her first job, but the fact that we both worked at Taco Bell, I think that's so cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've met a few of them. And, you know, along the journey, getting to know them better as they get to know us.
Right. Has anyone given you any advice?
You know what? Andy gave me the best advice. He's the best housewife of all. Basically, when I started, Andy said, just don't read Twitter. Don't read the comments. And I did the first year and I stopped. and I don't do it now. I just live in my truth and I walk in Karen as Karen is. And it makes it easier because everyone has an opinion.
Right.
You know, and everyone's not going to be kind, especially in Twitterland.
It's particularly not kind in Twitterland, I would say.
It's not kind in Twitterland, but I have not read you in 2 years, so hint to the wise, don't waste your time.
Where were you all at going into this season?
You know, for me personally, I was, you know, dealing with my mother at the time who had serious health issues and a father who had just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So to be honest with you, it put the show in perspective for me. And that I can only speak to where I was. Yes, I heard the girls, as I always do, but it was really, you know, inconsequential when facing what I was dealing with. So it helped, actually. It was more therapeutic for me, you know, in a way.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, you know, we start off this season, obviously, with this announcement about raised tax issues mm-hmm. and everything.
Absolutely.
What was going through your mind as that started when the season started? Were you nervous about coming back at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I put 2 feet into Karen Huger, being Karen Huger, every day. I don't get out of the bed and skip 1 foot. The left follows the right. You know, I have to own my truth. And to be honest with you, bad things happen to good people. Ray does not deserve this. And, you know, the best thing I could do is stand beside my man and soldier up. And that was really sexy as hell. So I got to grow a little behind this. And I'd say, you know, it's in our rearview mirror. We're better for it. He's in a better place. They've struck a deal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just raise the bomb.
Yes. Woo!
But, you know, I just really grew a lot from that whole experience because it wasn't about me.
Right.
It was about making sure my man was okay. And, you know, he's not a spring chicken, but he's my boo-boo. And, you know, his health concerned me. I wanted to make sure he was eating, he was sleeping. That really helped me to grow as a wife, though, because he became my priority. I wasn't the focus. And my kids making sure, although they're grown, making sure they were okay. And so we all posse'd up and, you know, grew for that. And we grew together through that experience. So we're cool. I think this made us a stronger family. It is beautiful. I hate to say it, but no, I don't hate to say it. Out of ashes comes something beautiful.
You just said that they struck a deal. Can you speak more to that at all?
I wish I could. Mm. You know, I'm restrained legally, and that's the best thing for a woman like me. Restrain my ass, because I will talk till the bills come home, you know, or the cows come home, as they will say. But I'm glad that, you know, I never thought I was Ray's partner anyway in business. I knew I was his woman. I knew I was his wife, but damn it, I ain't his business partner. So, you know, it was not my place to step into his business of 25 years and act like, okay, let me fix it.
It must be hard, too, talking to other people when it's not your business, really.
It's only hard when people are saying you're lying because you can't talk about it. That is the thing I would say that bothered me the most, because if you're my friend, you would understand that I love my man and I'm going to do whatever the legal system tells me to do, because it was a business issue, not a criminal issue, like some people would like you to believe. But I would say that, you know, just listening to the negative comments from people that you consider your friends. But again, that's in my rear view. I'm in a great place, and I wouldn't trade places with the ladies on the show at all. They couldn't have done it. I don't think they could have taken this. This was heavy. This was heavy because you feel vulnerable. You feel like there's nothing I can do to help my loved one except do what he told me to do.
Speaking of the other women, mm-hmm. I know you've seen the first episode.
I have.
Did anything surprise you about watching it back and seeing what they had been saying?
You know what? This has been over a year ago for me. So it was painful for me to see that the girls were talking about me behind my back and almost in a celebratory way. You know, I was very disappointed in them. But we've come a long way since then. But, you know, to see it in film, I can't tell you that it didn't take me back to that feeling of disappointment. I suspected that they may do that, but I was hoping that they would be better people than that, you know. And in the end, they do show that they are better people. But it took us a while. We went on a journey in this group this season. And if I have to be the catalyst for change of good, I'm cool with that.
Wow. It sounds like you're in a good place then with everyone.
You know what? I have my health, I have my husband, I have my children, and I have my friends. I have the girls on the show who some of them truly are friends. I would say Monique is a friend. That grew along the way. Candace is a friend. You know, I like Candace. I like the young girl. I'm like, you go, girl. You are so full of energy. And I needed that around me. To be honest, she's funny as hell and can sing her ass off. That's a plug for you, Candace. I needed that, too. Being around these women, while not always positive, it distracted me. They helped, and they didn't know they were helping. So I think that's what friends do sometimes. You know, they think they're, you know, causing negative things, but they're really bringing good. So keep bringing it. I'm good.
So I want to talk a little bit about the press conference.
Oh, yeah. Press conference.
Which was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. The press with no press. I think they were pissed. I really thought I would hire cameras for them. No.
I just want to know, who is Matt?
You know what? Matt irritates the hell out of the girls when they first meet him, doesn't he?
No.
Okay. So I've known Matt since he was 17. And Matt actually does a great deal of work with me. You know, he's helped me with my fragrance line. He's helped me with other, you know, business endeavors. But he's a friend at the core of it all, and he's funny as hell. And he's cute. He's cute. They thought he was a lawyer. They thought I was going to sue them. Good for them. No. And he has been to law school. Very intelligent young man. I'm very proud of Matt. I would consider Matt a second son. Okay? Let's get it real.
Right.
No, anybody leaving this conference is going to be one of these girls. Not Matt.
I was going to say, it must have been very comforting having him there then.
You know what? It's always comforting to have someone in your corner. Let's be real. Girl, I will never walk into an ambush again. I tell you, they like to gangbang. That group of girls, I love them, but good God. I can take them one at a time, tear them up, annihilate them. You know, but all at once. I had to show them that that's not necessary. So the press conference was held to let them have one more session like that. Honestly, it was. For me, I will never do that again. And that was willingly this time.
Did you feel really alone then at the beginning of the season?
No. No, yeah. Honestly, I didn't, because I knew there was a new girl.
Okay.
And I knew when I met Monique, you know, again, we went through a journey. But when I met her, I sensed that there was something good about her. And at the very bottom of Giselle's toenail, she is a friend. But Giselle is I've known her the longest. And I know that Giselle would always come around. Robin and I have our differences. You know, I've known her the least, you know. But I'll say that, you know, at the end of the day, I do believe there's all good in these women. And that's the thing that we have in common. Whether they like each other all the time. No, you don't always get along, you know. But at the core of every woman on this show, I believe that there's a goodness. And so I never felt alone, because I think that's what the girls would like people to believe, that I have no friends. Now, I'm quite popular, actually. I have to beat them off with a stick. But they get to meet a few of my friends this season. And I think it was important for the girls to see that, because I'm not an isolated person. I mean, I'm very extroverted. I love life, love parties, love. I just love, love, love. And I love to have a great time. I think, you know, that they are now coming to the understanding, I'm not going to change. Mm-hmm. I'm consistently me. And they just need to be consistently them and stop picking up, you know, the same agenda, because they decided to pick up the same agenda. Bring something. Bring something exciting. Bring you. Let me get to know you. Okay? Okay. Next.
Do you see where their confusion comes from at all?
Not really. Not really. To be honest, I do think a lot of their confusion is fabricated, because, you know, who counts each other's coins? I don't count your coin. Don't be counting my coin. Secondly, I do believe, you know, it is a girl thing. This is what we do. We get in a group, we gossip, you know, and then without coming to me and talking to me directly and really growing with me as grown women should, they just pick up the agenda of the girl next door that they're sitting beside. And so I really don't have any respect for that type of lack of growth, because if you really are a good friend, you come on and you get to know me, which Monique did, which Candace did. I think Giselle, she's trying, you know. Robin, I think Robin's going to come around too, but I'll tell anybody, I'm crazy about Juan. Juan can be my girlfriend, okay? And Robin said he could, so I'm going to let y'all know. He's a great person, and Ray's crazy about him too. Just very level-headed. She should have followed his advice, though. Next time your husband speak, girl, I can let you know. Ray gave me some advice this season. Mind your own business, is what he told me. She should have listened to Juan. He told her.
Juan did say that in the episode, because she was like, remember with Ashley and you?
He says, you were going to get your ass kicked, and she literally does. But she didn't listen. But okay.
So do Ray and Juan hang out? Are they friendly?
You know what? They are friendly. I don't know that they hang out. You know what? Juan's life is so busy. I'm so proud of him. Right. You see what he's doing? Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Wow. And Ray is super, super busy. So I don't know that they hang out. You know, they're grown men. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. Would they tell us as wives? I don't know. Do we want to know?
I may not
want to know.
I want to talk a little bit about this conversation you had with Robin.
Okay.
Why did you feel so betrayed when you came to that lunch?
You know what? At the end of the day, Robin did a very decent thing. Now, she was not the first person I called. She was the only person that answered. I called Giselle first. But Jizzy was on vacation. Okay. So Robin did pick up and she spent 3 hours with me. And what was so disappointing to me was not the fact that, hey, look, a blog or the Washington Post, none of, we all can pick up a paper and read. That was not my issue. My issue was I had confided in her and I said, listen, I didn't know about it. And so for her, like the next day to go to Sharice and say, well, I talked to Karen and Karen said she ain't know nothing about it. So I don't know if I believe it. And start the whole whoop ass of lies. And what is a lie actually is when you do that, when you betray a trust with a girlfriend. So I'd like some people to turn the mirror around and look at who the real liar is, because she was there for me. And I don't think, and I confided in her, and she knew that I didn't want her to go back and talk about it. That was my place to bring it to the ladies, because it wasn't about me. It was about my husband. And, you know, I just felt very betrayed. What kind of friend does that? But again, it's in the rearview mirror. This was over a year ago. I'm just in a different place, but I certainly will remember. And if anybody wants to pick up the phone to call me and apologize in this girlfriend circle, I'll take the call.
The phone is ready.
The phone is ready. I think, you know, at the end of the day, all you have is your reputation. And you do not call people liars just because you want the story to be the way you want it to be.
I want to talk about your what is a blog comment, because it is going to be iconic.
Well, you know what? I love people. I love interaction. I love sitting here talking to you. People will tell you, I hate when they call me and say, can you do an interview over the phone? Hell no. What's that call anyway? So if you want to meet me to blog about me, you know, have me in, sit me down. Don't blog about me based upon what someone else has written about me. That just says you have no brains. Okay. So I don't read blogs because I know they ain't all true. They ain't all true. But again, what is a blog? I don't read them. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the name of one. I could tell you which one to stay away from because they have reputations, you know, because my PR has told me which ones to stay away from. Let's keep that real. But on the same note, I don't do blogs. And the Post, by the way, is not a blog. It's an institution. Let's just say that.
Right. So it's more so blogs tend to be just rumor mills, kind of.
A little messy. Blogs tend to be messy. And hey, no shade. You like blogging? Blog on, brother. I won't be on there with you, but blog on, and I won't be reading it.
I've been following you on Instagram, and you are like a fitness queen.
I am getting there, aren't I?
Yes, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Tell us about getting in shape and staying in shape.
I would say that my mother was my greatest inspiration. While we were dealing with her illness, you know, she's a beautiful spirit, but the body can entrap you once it, you know, turns its back on you. So whatever I can do to be an example to my daughter, my children, you know, period, or any woman my age, because I'm about to do the double nickel. I'm very excited about that. Yes, I'm doing double nickel. but I want to be the best version of me, because this body is a temple and it's housing this fabulous thing that's coming out, which is my spirit and talking to you. And I want you guys to have this for a long time. So you got to take care of it. You got to do your best. And sometimes medically, there's nothing you can do. But when you have a choice, you can make a choice to be healthy. So yes, I eat healthy. I work out. And I encourage women of all ages, it's never too late to start. Take care of yourself.
So what is like your routine?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't kill myself. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I am doing, you know, my cardio, my core, and I'm eating healthy. You know, when I went to Barcelona with Raven, though, I certainly did not stick to the diet. And it's not a diet. It's a way of life. So I'm not starving. You're never going to see me super, super skinny. I don't want to be that. Don't have to do that. I just want to be the healthiest version of me that I can be at any age in my life. And that's my goal. So.
And I want to just talk really quickly about Candace. You two are good friends.
I like Candace. Yes, I do. She's Candace. this has grown on me. Yeah. And it's nice to have, you know, a young woman and, you know, she's like the millennium. You know, it's so cool. And I'm the last of the baby boomers. But there's that bridge with us. And it's a natural bridge. And it happened immediately. And I really like her. You know, some of the girls have questions about her. You know, she can't get on your nerves. She'll sing in every drop of a hat. That child got a song in her heart for days. I'm just saying. But after you get past that, there's such a beautiful person. And I like her mom. Her mom rocks. Certainly, I like her fiance. Great guy. It's just refreshing. And she's sharp with it. Mm-hmm. I like a girl that can hold her own in this lion's den.
Is there anything else you want to sneak about this season for fans?
You know what? I'd say stay tuned for the whole thing. Don't turn off halfway because we get live. And I think, you know, you've been asking to get to know us. This year, I think you get to know each and every person because we pull back the layers. And, you know, I think you get to know us better. So stay tuned. It's a wild ride.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Let's get into Rose and Thorn.
Yes.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
Grace, what is your rose?
My rose this week is seeing Heather at the marathon start.
Good rose. Yes, Heather Thompson.
Love me some yummy tummy.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
But I love Heather.
Yeah, she's great. It was nice seeing her.
I was just looking at a blog post of like her kids grown up, and I was like, oh,
Heather.
I would be excited if I saw her on the street.
My rose is from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's when Erica, who shows up late but wearing that latex outfit, and a bicyclist almost hits her, and the look she gives him is the look I wish I could give to people.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
You should practice.
Yeah, I will. What's your thorn?
That Tinsley reports that Sonia called Dorinda fat in her Lady Gaga suit.
She said that?
Yes, we said we had a talk after
the... She told Eric you looked really fat.
She did?
Can't believe that Sonia called me fat.
She Do you did. Think I look fat in my outfit?
No, you looked adorable. She's just mean.
I think she talks out of both sides of her.
She does. She lies.
Yeah, not nice.
Not nice. I feel like, yeah, I think a lot of people were saying things they didn't mean at that party, but that was tough.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's one area I won't go. Like,
mm-hmm, right.
Even in, yeah, no. Not
ladies
going
supporting
there.
Ladies.
Yeah.
What was your thorn?
My thorn was Lala admitting she does that bottle sucking thing to get bigger lips. Didn't they, like, say that is not a healthy thing to do?
It can't be a healthy thing to do.
I think that was, like, there was backlash because so many people were doing, like, the Kylie Jenner challenge. And they were like, you have to stop doing this.
You must stop. I still remember being in 7th grade gym class. And we were, like, sitting in our, like, rows. And the kid in front of me was named Ryan, and he turned around, and he looked like he had, like, a purple goatee almost. Like, I was like, what the hell is that? And he was like, oh, I was, like, sucking on a cup too hard. And it, like, burst all the blood vessels in his face. Like, it was just a bruise. It healed, but a very vivid memory.
That's horrifying.
So don't do that,
yeah,
people out
don't
there.
Don't do it. We want to know what your roses and thorns were for the week. So tweet us using the hashtag BravoDailyDish. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megsegura.
And you can find me everywhere at @gross_raisin. And you can find Rachel, who will be back on Tuesday completing the trifecta.
Yes.
At suspiciouslysmall on Instagram and at @RachieRob on Twitter.
And send her your well wishes because she's sick.
Yeah. Follow her on Instagram too because her sinus infection themed Insta stories are killing me. And if you are looking for something to do this Saturday, Bravo is running a marathon of the OG Queer Eye. So you've got Kyan, you've got Ted, you've got Tom, you've got Jay, you've got Carson. Fab Five originals. And there's also this amazing interview on BravoTV.com that we'll link below with the original executive producer, which is like very enlightening about how it came to be because it was like groundbreaking back in the day. So check that out Saturday on Bravo. Should we get into some fan shout outs?
Yes.
Fan shout outs.
It's just a bird, you guys.
I want to shout out Bio Sullivan. on Instagram who messaged me to thank me for repping Central Jersey, an area of New Jersey that does not get repped very hard or very often.
Oh, gosh.
Mercer County represent.
All right, calm down.
Steph Oley, 34, messaged me that Lizzie Robsek and her husband are back together?
Yes. I'm happy. M. Ball Reed gave us a review on iTunes. It says, obsessed, 5 stars. Started listening for about a month now, and I can't get enough. I need more. I've been listening to all the past shows and love their take on all things Bravo. Keep up the great work, ladies.
She also messaged me to let me know that she also has not seen The Notebook and that it's okay.
Because that one other person, who was the person who was like?
I think it was Becky.
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, someone asked me where I went in Indonesia. I went to Yogyakarta, which is like 6 hours south of Jakarta by train. And it was beautiful.
Awesome. So another iTunes review. Nicole0525 said, this podcast should be a requirement if you're addicted to Bravo like me. I love being able to watch a Bravo show and then once a week basically hear some of my friends recap my favorite shows, or better yet, interview a Bravo celebrity and get their take on the episodes. I love you guys. I wish I could watch you guys do the podcast live.
Oh, interesting.
Keep asking.
See
what happens.
Keep on asking. I love when people review us on iTunes because it helps other people find us, and that's the best gift of all.
Yeah, because the more listeners, the more
drinks.
Yeah.
Megan just wants to maintain her drinking at work habit as long as possible.
So speaking of which, Luann is making me rethink drinking. Because she shared an Instagram of her bod in a bikini, and wowzers.
Oh, because she's not drinking anymore.
Right. She looks, look it up.
Okay. What if I don't look it up because I just want to keep drinking?
Oh, yeah. That's fine, too.
Well, that's it. Next week, we are going to be talking to Genuine.
Pony himself
about this new show he's on, Your Husband is Cheating on Us.
Wait. So, I don't know if this is bad.
Oh.
But they reference it in Your Husband is Cheating on Us that they're like, look it up. Look up his dick pic. And so I did.
Did you?
Wow.
I would like you to make some hand signals that the podcast community can't see.
About how big it is?
But that I can see.
I mean, like.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. And on that note,
goodbye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.